Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saints, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Hello there, dear radio friend, and welcome to this Tuesday edition of the Sounds of Faith. How you doing? You doing good? I'm praying that God's given you a wonderful day thus far. If it's not been exactly what you expected, I pray that this broadcast will maybe uplift you a little bit in your spirit, and particularly in the singing. And we hope that God will touch your heart, and we're going to get right into it, and we're going to hear from the adult choir again to kick off the program today. A good song that says, "Thank God that I'm free." Amen. Like a bird out of prison. Amen.
A long time I traveled down a long, lonely road. My heart was so heavy. In sin I sank low. But then I heard about Jesus. And what a wonderful hour. I'm so glad that
singing that from the choir. Amen. Appreciate that good number, Miss Haley Molinax, taking the lead on those verses. Amen. Well, we'd love to have you come and visit with us here at the Faith Baptist Church. Now, this Wednesday night, our prayer meeting service will be out under the tent with the rest of the Crossroads Rescue Mission Jubilee folk. Amen. It's going on now. We started last night, and tonight, the right side will be singing again. And another good preacher from the be preaching the Word of God. Amen. And we hope that you can come by and pay us a visit during the Jubilee or also during the regular scheduled services for us on Sunday, which are Sunday schools at 10, worship at 11, Sunday night at 6, and Wednesday night is normally, and of course it is this week, 7 o'clock But this time we're under the tent. So don't forget about that. The tent and our church is located about 5 miles south of Shelby, North Carolina, down 18 south, going towards South Carolina, going towards Gaffney. You'll find us about 2 miles before you get to the state line. And you'll see the big tent there on the property. And, of course, our church is here all the time, amen. Even after the tent's gone, the church is still here, amen, and still worshiping and having a great time. And we'd love to have you be a part of that if you can. Amen. All right, well, Miss Carolyn Parker Owens, my dad's wife, passed away. Of course, you know that. We've been playing some music by her. And she directed, among a lot of things, the youth choir for years here at Faith. And now, her being in heaven, we hadn't heard from them probably in a year or so. And Miss Tammy Carter, one of our faithful ladies, her family, her husband, teaches our discipleship class. Amen. And great family. She decided, she said that she would like to work with the young people. So they practiced it the other Sunday, and they put together this song here. We're going to hear from our youth choir today. And this is our first grade up through the sixth grade. And these are boys and girls that like to sing, and I hope you enjoy this one. It says, "I have been blessed.
All that he does, all of his mercies and all of his good place to sleep, clothes on my back and shoes on my feet. Oh, I have been blessed.
Oh, I have been blessed. God's so good to me. Precious are his thoughts of you and me. Though I could count them, there's not enough time. So I just
arms that can raise, a voice that can talk, hands that can touch, and legs that can walk, ears that can listen, and eyes that can see. Oh, I've got to praise him as long as I breathe, 'cause I have been blessed. A father and mother nurtured and sisters and brothers, memories made. A pastor to lead us, this altar to pray. Stripes that can heal and the blood that still saved. So I have been blessed.
Oh, I have been blessed. God's so good to me. Blessings are his.
The greatest on earth. The flag stands for freedom and what it is worth. She stands in the harbor, Miss Liberty calls. All have gave some gave it all, so we could be blessed.
He's my shoulder to lean on when I am down, the rock where he leads me when I am overwhelmed, the place where he hides me. under his wings. He's not just a song, he's the reason I sing. Oh, I have been blessed. Oh, I have been blessed. God's so good to me. Precious are his thoughts of you and me. No way could I count them. There's not enough time. So I'll just thank him for being so kind. God has been good, so good. I have been blessed. Oh, I have been blessed. God's so good to me. Precious are his thoughts of you and me. No way could I count them. There's not enough time. So I'll just thank him for being so kind. God has been good, so good. I have been blessed. God has been good, so
amen. And all God's people said amen right there. We all have been blessed. Isn't that true? Amen. You know what he is. Amen. Well, praise his name. Amen. Well, in the word of God, our truth for today, we'll bring it from the book of Psalms, the Psalm number 25. Psalm number 25. And we'll be looking at actually a couple verses here. Verses 1 and 2, at least parts of those verses. It says, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. I trust in thee. You know, the man who lifts the burdens of life to God in sincerity will never, ever be let down, because God cares for you. Dear friend, today, if you're weighted down with a burden, oh, cast your care upon him, for he careth for you. May God help us in that great truth for today. Amen. Can you join me in a moment of prayer? If you can, let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we do bow before thee today, asking you to forgive us of our sin. Forgive us where we have come short of thy glory, where we may have trespassed against thee. Lord, cleanse us, I do pray, in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I thank you for your blessings and for your bounty, for your benefits, and God, for your being who you say you are, and being able to do what you can do. Lord, we're thankful, God, for God that forever liveth, God that knoweth our goings in and going out. And we're thankful, God, for that truth today. Now, Lord, I pray, along with so many others, about situations, about problems, about needs. God, we're asking you, God, to touch those things that are needful in our own life and in the lives of our dear listening friends. Lord, I pray, God, that you touch those that may be having some eye problems, like my father-in-law. I pray, God, you touch those eyes. Now, those that are suffering from treatments for diseases, oh, God, I pray it'll be easier for them this week. Are those that have lost loved ones and those that have had people slip on over to the glory land. Pray, God, that you'd give them comfort, give them strength. I thank you, God, for your blessings today and for the many answers of our prayers. God, we'll give you the praise. I pray you may bless in the Jubilee tonight and the rest of the nights of this week, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, dear Lord. Amen. Well, we're thankful for you joining us today, and we've been featuring, just yesterday, we're just 2 days in the broadcast, but we kind of doubled up yesterday, and we're going to double up again today on the group Right Side, and we know these people personally, and they're actually distant kin to me, and I know how they live, and they sang at the Jubilee last night, and they're going to be back there again tonight, and so that's why we're featuring them, giving them double duty today here on the broadcast. And this one here talks about, I think it's maybe just an instrumental, I don't know for sure, can't remember, but it's Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. Amen.
From all alarm, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Everlasting arms, I have blessed peace with my Lord, so leaning on the everlasting arms, leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Amen. Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. That's Right Side. They'll be singing again tonight. Here's one that says in red, written by Jake, the second born son. Amen. And I know this will bless your heart as well. Amen.
That my whole life has been changed. precious words written down in red. Wondrous night, the Lord came in my heart and I got saved. Only by the old rugged cross I've been redeemed and my sin did pay. My name is written down above in the Lamb's Book of Life with love. Written down because my Savior bled. And I wonder if they're written down in red. They're written in red. With my Savior's blood, thank God He came and bled. They're written in red. Jesus came and died in my stead. I think about it every day, and I'm happy now to say that my whole life has been changed by the precious words written down in red. About it every day, and I'm happy now to say that my whole life has been changed by those precious words written down in red.
Amen. Written in red. Amen. From right side. Amen. They'll be singing again tonight at Jubilee time. Amen. But in the Word of God now, we want to look at a few thoughts here. We're back in the book of 2 Timothy chapter number 3. We really just read the text yesterday, and we'll read more of it as we get into the week. But I want you to notice the Bible says again in verse 1, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come." We'll start there. And the last days, most scholars, most Bible teachers believe that the last days that has been spoken of here is the period of time from the birth of Jesus Christ, and it will culminate in Christ's return to the earth to set up his kingdom. And you know, that's a pretty broad stretch, okay? And I'm not doing debate that. And when we read this text, we see that these perilous days, or the Bible calls them perilous times, it talks about the last days, and then you have perilous times shall come. And then you have from verse 2 down through verse number 9, you have the things that characterize the condition of the last days. And I believe we can characterize the last days in which we're living really with one simple thought: apostasy. A falling away, a leaving of the truth. And you can see, now listen to me, hey, it's, I mean, how many is it? I mean, there's verses upon verses here in the text, not just here, but in other passages that describe people that leave the truth. And listen, the truth, when I say the truth, I'm talking about the truth that God has given to us in his manual, the King James Bible. When you leave truth, then you're destined to be like the verses describe here, and I'll read them to you again. For men shall be lovers of their own pleasures, of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. That's just a description of people who have left the truth or who have turned away the truth. Now, this is not just talking about people that probably are lost. I know a lot of people that say that they're saved, and I believe some of them are saved, but then now they're living a life of unthankfulness. They're living a life of disobedient to parents. They're living a life that's covetous. They're living a life that's proud and boastful. They're living a life that's full of truth breaking, and they're living a life of being headed and high minded, and certainly lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. You see, the last days, the perilous times, are characterized by a leaving of the truth. We're going to say more about that truth as we get into the week. But today, I want you to notice the times, the perilous times at hand. Oh, the Bible says that, listen, it's not just the wicked anymore. It's not just the so-called lost people anymore. We have those that say that they are godly, that say they are Christian, that say they are believers, but they are characterized in verse number 5 of the text, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Hey, the Bible still gives us instruction here, from such turn away. And I tell you what, I think, you know, man, I'm pretty simplistic in my thinking. You know, man has always been corrupt. We've always had corruption. We've always had immorality in life. There's always been a society that hated God. But today it seems to be more evident because of the social media and the outlets that we have to condone and to advertise and to promote the things that God hates. And these podcasts where people who say they love the Lord, and they say they're saved, they say they know Jesus, but they promote things that is ungodly, and they promote things that's against the Bible. They're promoting, that's who verse 5 is talking about. They have a form of godliness, but denying the power of their, what is the power? What is the power of godliness? It's being godlike. It's holding to the truth of God's word. And that's where all the trouble lies, friend. People leaving the Bible. They're leaving what the Bible says. They're changing what the Bible says. Oh, listen to me today. Oh, don't worry about the perilous times at hand, because there's precious truth to hold. And we'll look at that tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Is our prayer.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for The Sounds of Faith.